This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com and Equities.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing a brand new company that my team discovered about a month or two ago, and we're super excited to have them on the show. We're talking no other than Social Detention, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SODE. And with us today, we're very lucky to have him as the president of the company, Mr. Robert Legg. Robert, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You know, I was looking over your company, doing my research and everything, and I'm still a little bit hazy about what services you guys do and how you make your money. So could you explain it to myself and to my listeners?
Absolutely. We're a security and infrastructure company. By security, we do perimeter security. That's what makes any building a secure structure, that being a courthouse, a police station, any publicly owned building that needs security, cameras, hardware, doors, items like that. On infrastructure, that's basically everything you see. That's roadways, that's pipelines, that's cement, that's asphalt. It also ties into security a little bit because you do have cameras on freeways and whatnot. So that's our basic two core areas. Now, our customers are typically public entities, that being the federal government, county, local, state, cities and towns. So all of our work is what's called public works. That's good because it does two things. One, we know we're going to get paid. It's public money. And two, traditionally, there's a pipeline because every city, town, entity has a budget. So at the beginning of the year, say the town we're based in, Alamo, gets a budget. They decide what they're going to do with their money that year. And to keep the people driving around town, you have to do infrastructure. So it's a good steady source for us on the infrastructure side. On the security side, it's also typically a steady revenue because as population increases, some of the work that we do, that being incarceration facilities, more people in the United States, percentage-wise, more people in jail. So we have two very solid revenue models. One on the infrastructure side is a unit-based model, which is very nice. We're paid for what we do. On the security side, it's typically a lump sum bid, with typically less competition.
You know, a couple of years ago, at least the reports I got, construction was stagnant, things not going very, very well. How do you grow your business, and how do you see your market, and where do we go from here?
Yes, it was stagnant, and that started back in 2008. Obviously, there was a lot of stuff going on with our nation and across a lot of markets. Obviously, construction was hit. What happened in 08, and I've been in this industry 25 years, so I've seen upturns and I've seen downturns. I've weathered through two major downturns. I'll refer to them as the first dot-com bust, and I'll refer to it as 08. Basically, what happened in the first one is a lot of companies survived. They didn't go out of business. It wasn't enough to take people out. 08, different story. A lot of people went out of business. So in the few that survived, like myself, were very smart and basically kept, we survived because we bid work at a profitable margin. There was a lot of companies that went out there to survive, they just bid work at a loss. And ultimately, playing a pyramid scheme, they went out of business. What's different now is that there's fewer players. So it weeded out all of the weak players and it's kept the strong players in the industry. So for us, our outlook, we've kind of hit a crossing of the road where there's fewer people going after certain work and there's an abundance of work. Right now, there's a lot of talk about stuff that is in the future. We'll probably lead to it later on in the interview due to the election last night. But what's actually happening in front of that, this is very critical to know for people about the company today, is that the local municipalities, that being the cities, that being at some levels the state, and in your local town, they know that a big influx is coming in. They see that the roads they drive on, the major interstates, need to be repaired. Infrastructure needs to be done also with all of our water treatment facilities. So they know it's coming. The federal government takes a while, but when it comes, it's a lot of money. So what the local municipalities are doing, they're saying, well, it'd probably be a good idea if we start putting our stuff out to bid now. We get it done, because if there's going to be so much of it, our prices are just going to go up. Unlike the federal government, like as I mentioned before, certain towns have budgets. Mm-hmm. So what they're doing now is they're starting to put stuff out. So as soon as the economy rebounded a little bit, they realized that it was time for them to start putting their projects out to bid. So we're seeing a lot of local stuff. We're seeing a lot of ADA work, disability work, changing parks, doing things to make them more accessible for wheelchairs. We're seeing a lot of projects, four-way intersections, things that needed to be done, and they realize now we better do it now because it might cost us $1 million today, but if we wait 2 years, it's going to cost us $3 million, and there's going to be a problem with getting people to do it.
My guest today is Robert Legg. He is the president of Social Detention, Inc., trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SODE. I feel they're very undervalued here, around 7 cents a share with a market cap of 14.3 million. They've already done about $2 or $3 million in revenues this year in 2018. Robert, that being said, how do you get your contracts and how do you get your leads?
Okay, we have two primary areas how we procure work. We procure work as a prime contractor. That means we get the whole contract, or pursue it as a subcontractor. That's where we would act as underneath the prime contractor. So we'd be a part of the project with our contract with somebody else. Our leads come from a variety of sources. We have two major sources that we use. What's called a statewide builders exchange. So every day I get a list of every new project that comes out all over the state of California. So anything that comes out, I will see, and that's all online. I get the email updates usually about 2 o'clock in the morning. Then I click on each one that I like, and it takes me to what they call their plan vault. From that vault, I have all the documents, all the specifications, all of the bid documents, everything I need right there at my fingertips on my computer to perform a takeoff, provide a bid, turn in a bid. 10 years ago, you used to get in your car, drive down to the Builders Exchange, and check out hard copies.
Yeah.
I would check them out on a weekend, and I would have 25 sets of plans and specs in the back of my car, and I'd have to return them back in by 6 a.m. Monday morning so the next person could check them out. So that's construction usually typically a little bit behind the technology because everything's based on productivity. So that's something that has come full scale. That's a very valuable tool. So that covers everything. So that there'll be stuff on there from landscaping to 200 miles of freeway. That's the whole gamut. Now, there's another subsector, and this is our sweet spot, as I'll call it, in infrastructure, and why I see a tremendous amount of growth for us, and that's Caltrans, California Department of Transportation. They have their own website, and what they do is they do the same thing, except they give you a lot more information. They track everything on there, who's actually looking at it, who has actually going to look at it as a bidder, who's going to look at it as a subcontractor. That allows us to formulate our game plan on a project. Obviously, if I see a project's not getting a lot of attention, there's probably a reason why. It's probably complicated, short duration, long duration. So that's the first reason you look at it. The second reason you look at it is to see if there is, same reason, if there is a lot of competition. If there's a lot of competition, typically it's going to go for a lower price.
Right.
If there's not a lot of competition, it typically goes for a higher price. Caltrans throws that all out there. But they take it to another wonderful, beautiful level. And that's where everything's on a unit price. So I can look back on the Caltrans website. I can look back the last 12 years for each specific unit line item. I'll use asphalt as an example. It's a major, major part of roadways, obviously. I can see in what they have received is a bid price for asphalt for the last 12 years by district. So I can look in the Bay Area. I can look in Southern California. I can look way up in Northern California. That's a tremendous tool because it tells me two things. One, I'm in the game. I'm performing properly. Or two, it shows me that I'm not performing properly and I'm not going to be competitive. So having said that, that's our two main areas where we find opportunities. And the one thing that's really also nice about Caltrans, this is important, is why we're really see our growth in infrastructure, is Caltrans does what's called, you work 100%, they pay 100%. That means I submit a bill for a dollar, I get paid a dollar. Most cities and governments, they'll withhold 5 to 10%. That means you bill for a dollar, you get paid 90. That's called retention. So we like Caltrans because they pay you for exactly everything that you've done.
You know, I was going to ask you, I saw in some of your press releases, I don't know if you're in the market right now for M&A, but what are your plans for expansion?
We're always looking, actively engaged in looking at companies that have a specialty niche. For example, in infrastructure, looking at some companies right now that do rapid setting concrete. What that is exactly what it says. You can go in the night before, pull out a slab of freeway, put the concrete down the same night, and you're open the next day. That's a technology that's fairly new. We're actively seeking out concrete companies to purchase. We're trying to do those purchases as much equity as possible. The other area we're looking at is called methacrylate. And what that is, that's a material they put over existing freeways so cars do not skid. All the major insurance companies, believe it or not, have developed this technology. Less skidding, less crashes, less payouts. And that's new. So those are some areas that are exciting because it's anything that's high material, we're very interested in. More material, less labor, less risk. Okay, right now on my desk in my office, I have 7 or 8 CMIs, confidential memos on companies I'm looking at. So it just has to be the right fit. I've bought companies before in the past. I've sold companies before in the past. So I am looking at it. It would have to make sense from an investment perspective. But anything we would do right now would be utilizing stock that we already have. Myself, as obviously a very large shareholder, as disclosed, has the ability to purchase some companies for the company with stock that's already in place, probably the best way to put it.
Before I let you go, what would you want my listeners to take away from this interview?
That something very exciting happened last night. We had an election. We have a bipartisan. We obviously have a Democratic House and we have Republican Senate. What that's going to do is put bipartisan issues in the forefront. The biggest two right now on the table are obviously immigration and infrastructure. Infrastructure was brought up by the previous administration, the current administration. They got a little sidetracked with health care. But now that it is a bipartisan issue, the number out there is $1.5 trillion. I did say trillion. To give you an idea, what that means is that the state of California, which is the largest state for infrastructure, puts out about $13 billion a year, and we're underfunded. So if you do that math, that means my market right now is $1 billion a month in the state of California. So California being the second or third largest state, let's say we get 10% of the $1.5 trillion. Let's say they shave it down and it's half of that. That's another $75 billion that we're playing with. So if you do the math, there's going to be plenty of work for us. We are definitely excited about it. We spent the last year perfecting our model. What I mean by that is obtaining contracts, bonding contracts, performing the contracts, and getting paid. And we have about a year right now of financials reporting that. And the best way to look at our model is just expand out the revenue. We're not doing anything different. If we do a $300,000 job of asphalt, the only difference between a $300,000 and a $30 million job is just more of the same thing. It's just a longer freeway. And we like that. And that's what we're going after. So we're really going to play the averages game. We're going to look at projects that are quick in duration, have items that we're very comfortable with, and that by quick in duration means we'll be able to get paid faster. That's what we're trying to do right now. We do not want to get caught up in a 25-story office building because that takes 5 years to build. And then you might have a $10 million contract that takes you 5 years to get paid. That's $2 million a year. We're looking at a $10 million contract we can get paid in 30 to 60 days.
My guest today has been Robert Legg. He is the president of Social Detention, Inc. Check them out. Go to their website, SODETENTION.com. You can find them there on the OTC also under the ticker symbol SODE. Robert, thank you so much for coming on the show. You can always come and tell us more about your company. It was a pleasure to have you on the show, and I hope you become a regular. Thank you, sir.
Oh, always available. Thank you very much, Mr. Joy.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.